It would have been, I think you were about 10 years old, 1963, President John Kennedy, JFK as we called him, November 22nd was assassinated. As a 10-year-old, and now you look back, do you what are your recollections of that day?
Well, I'm in my office right now, and I'm looking at a beautiful oil painting I have on the wall, and it shows young John John in his delightful little formal coat saluting the caisson. Do you remember that photograph?
I sure do.
When his father's caisson was being rolled by, JFK, I do remember him. My parents, of course, were Democrats, and so we supported him, even though he was Catholic, because you know, the Baptists and Catholics at that time didn't get along very well.
Right.
But my father was very ecumenical, and I remember him teaching me about JFK, and my mother, when he was killed, she said, "Now we're going to make a scrapbook of this, and we're going to collect all the clippings that we can, because this is a historic thing, and this is the most sad thing you'll see in your life, probably in a public matter." And so we kept a scrapbook, which I've lost track of it now, but for many, many years. JFK, compared to Eisenhower and other people in politics at the time, he seemed so young.
Yeah.
He was witty. Yeah. and clever. He must have worked on his little BOMOs, you know, like Churchill did, because he always had something witty and clever to say. And Jackie, you know, refurbished the White House and brought sort of a new fashion to the job. And it was such a tragic thing. I remember it very well to this day.
Yeah. So we have you in Shawnee High School. Were you involved in debates or what have you? You said you were president of the student council.
Yes. I was also on our debate team. I won a bid to the state debate championship. But I was not a very good athlete. In fact, I was not an athlete at all. A fact that disappointed my father greatly. I think he could have cared less about debate skills and the fact that I was an excellent student. I think he wanted me to be able to return a punt, which I was terribly unable to do.
But he must have been proud of you. You were the national winner of the Elks Leadership Award.
Well, I think he liked that. Mary Goldwater and Ernest Hollings had made that selection and won me a all expense paid trip to New Orleans for me and my family. And he liked that too. And the Elks would probably be disappointed with this, but he actually had a hurricane. Have you ever had one of those? It's a cocktail. New Orleans standby. That's about a quart of various kinds of intoxicants. I'd never seen my father consume anything alcoholic, but he did at when we were having dinner one night there at New Orleans.
And then, I mean, you were a bright young man, of course, the William Randolph Hearst Foundation scholarship. Tell us about that.
Well, that was a scholarship that was founded by the Hearst Foundation, which is one of, you know, America's great foundations. And it was, you had to take a test, write an essay, and do an interview. And each state got to send two people. And among other things, you got to spend an afternoon with, in the office of one of your United States senators. But we also met, we had a meeting scheduled with President Nixon, who canceled, but we had Melvin Laird, the Secretary of Defense. We met there. We met Hubert Humphrey. We met all these great, great senators. We had a full week in Washington, a $5,000 scholarship, which was $5,000 was significant in those days, '71. And I have remained active in the program, and the Hearst Foundation has invited me to come back and speak to the delegates there for, I guess, probably the last 15 years. So the Hearst Foundation does a lot of good things, but I think this Senate Youth Program is maybe their flagship.
Right. And then Senator Fred Harris and former Senator and Governor Henry Bellman made that selection of you.
Yes. Now, Senator Harris was so busy at Washington, I didn't get to see him when I worked in his office. I just got to be in his office, and I did get to go to a press conference that he had with Saul Linowitz, but I wasn't, you know, they didn't ask for my opinion about anything. I was just a student, you know. But I was able to leave a note with Senator Harris that I was asking him to come speak at my student council banquet, the annual banquet for the student council at Shawnee High School. Now, Senator Bellman did have time to meet with me and went to lunch with me. And Vietnam was the big issue there, and Senator Bellman was a little bit to the right of me on Vietnam, and I just kind of thought he was not the coolest thing. He seemed to me to be kind of laid back and too conservative, and it's interesting because he later became one of my greatest friends and one of the people I admire most in political life.
Wow.
When he was governor and I was attorney general, I just didn't give him enough credit when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But Senator Harris did come back to Shawnee and speak at my annual student council banquet. It alienated some of the locals there because Harris was too liberal for some of them in those days. But anyway, it made me really happy.